Today's daf Maseches Erevin daf Kaf Ches. The Gemara continues to analyze which kinds of foods may be used to establish an Eruv, with a particular focus on different kinds of plants and vegetation. Well, this also gets into questions of Hilchos Brachos, laws of blessings, laws of Tumah and Tahara, purity and impurity. One such discussion is about a plant called Kashut, daughter, D-O-D-D-E-R, which the Koran Talmud has a whole column there explaining the different kinds of plants. It says it's a kind of parasitic plant that wraps itself around other plants, and that's how it gets its nourishment. And the Gemara, from spanning from the bottom of Amud Aleph going into Amud Beis, the Gemara tries to figure out how plant-like this daughter plant really is, considering it nourishes not from the ground, and that could affect bracha, what bracha we make, and its eligibility to be used as an eruv food. A related story is told about Reb Zeira, who, when he got tired from his own learning, he would sit by the entrance of the base of Medrash of Yehuda Bar Ami, and he would say, "Ki nafki va'ayla Rabbanan eku mikmaya v'kabal b'hu igras." He'd say, when the Rabbanan will come out, when the people who are learning Torah inside will come out, I'll stand up out of Kavod Torah, and I'll receive the reward. So it happened, a student came out once. Reb Zeira asked what was being taught that day, what he learned from the shiur, and the student related the debate about what bracha should be made on daughters. So he said, "We learned in yeshiva that the bracha is brei pri adama." Reb Zeira thought that the bracha should be shehakol, since the daughter does not nourish from the ground. In the end, the halacha was like the student, because this is something, this daughter, this kshut, is something that's more ripe. Anyway, the story has an element in it which is very striking, and that is that Reb Zeira seems to be looking for the reward, for the schar, fulfilling and giving honor to Talmidei Chachamim. So what about the Mishan Avos? Al tiyu kavadim v'mishamshim nesarav v'kabal pras, hamanas v'kabal pras. Do not be like the servants, some Perek Aleph, serving their master in order to receive the reward. What happened to that Mishnah? Reb Zeira knows the Mishnah. We can turn to another Daf Kavches, another Daf 28. This one in Brachos, thinking it's the Daf Kavches, it's Koach, it's about strength, and this is about Reb Zeira losing his strength and getting tired. So something there, perhaps. It's a parallel story with Reb Zeira. The Gemara there is discussing Musaf, whether you can say once the time for Mincha comes in, which one do you do first? Do Musaf, do you Mincha first? That's a discussion there in Brachos. It begins a story, the same exact details, when Reb Zeira got tired from his learning. He'd go, this time it was the yeshiva of Reb Nasan Bar Tuvia, and has the same refrain. He would say, "Ki chalfei Rabbanan iku mikmar v'kabel igra." The rabbis would come out, I will stand up, and I'll receive the rewards. So Rashi in the Gemara there points out that the Rabbanan were students. These weren't necessarily contemporaries of Reb Zeira. They weren't the Rosh Yeshiva. So Reb Zeira wouldn't even be obligated to stand for them. One of the Achron in the Pesach Einayim says an idea, when a person performs a mitzvah that we're not obligated in, it's permitted to do so with reward in mind. Reb Zeira didn't need to go to sit by the base of Medrash entrance. He chose to go there. So on this point, Rav Kook in Einaya, Hanakam Ambrach, is a beautiful concept. He brings the Ram Hilchos Deos, Perek Dar Alach Aleph, that a healthy, strong, alert body will energize a person's nefesh. It's a person's drive and enthusiasm, and a weakened physical body will disable a person from achieving great spiritual and intellectual development. So most people would just resort to finding external rewards. I still want to do something good, but I'm going to do it for the reward so I can stay active. But Reb Zeira didn't do this, says Rav Kook. He says his choice of giving Kavod HaTorah by standing for Talmidei Chachamim, this Kavod HaTorah, in the words of Rav Kook, notein oz l'Torah, is giving strength to Torah. He says, "Sifu rabim ometz l'chazeg yidei oskei p'Torah v'or Torah mischavei ba'olam." Bring more people to be of Hashem, and you'll add strength, and you'll add Kavod to the Torah in the world. We'll finish with the words of the Ben Ishchai from the Sefer Ben Yehuda, that tzaddikim want reward. They actually do desire reward. And he gives a mashal. He says a very smart child wants the father to give him a prize. He doesn't want the father to give him a prize so that he can have the prize. Not for his personal benefit, but he wants that his father should be so happy that he gets to reward the child for answering the question. So the nimshal is, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate giver, the ultimate tova meitiv in the world, so tzaddikim, who are doing great things in this world, they're so happy when Hashem is given the opportunity to rejoice and to be able to give to them. That should be the schus, Reb Zeira, and all of us, to learn that lesson.